Hello, can I speak with Desmond?
Hello, speaking.
Hello, Desmond. This is Dave calling back from Milestone. We spoke and he told me to ask my underwriter what he thought about, you know, because you have a new business, what you can do on that, because we request 4 months. He told me that he just sent me a reply, and he said, use the older bank statements before the name change as to show your revenue.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. So do you have the last 4 months of the previous name under the previous name? I suppose you do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what I was thinking, Desmond, is that I can put the application through and then send you the application. And once you click on the application where it says click here to submit the bank statements, you put the bank statements from the months prior to the name change. And he said that we can definitely do it. The only thing that I need to ask you is under those, how much was your monthly income on that under the previous name?
Anywhere from 100 to 300,000.
Okay. All right. And what same industry, right? Basically, it's the same thing that you're doing right there. Okay. So I have it right here, Grace Lighthouse Resource Center, but it doesn't tell me exactly what it is. What do you guys do over there?
It's a financial institution that we dealt with. Personal and corporate tax filing, whole life and insurance policies.
Financial institution. Okay, got it. And you were so prepared. How much are you looking to get, you said?
I was hoping for, originally I wanted 300,000.
Okay. 300K.
I think the most someone's given me was 238. I just paid, and 125 and 238, 70,000 and 60 or 50,000.
Okay, so do
the two small ones I'm still paying on, the two large ones they're finished.
Okay, so you have two existing ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second. Let's see, small, yes. What is the balance of the first one?
The ones that I'm still paying off?
Mm-hmm.
I think about maybe 40 grand.
40 grand is one. Do you know the name of the institution for that one, for the one that you owe 40,000?
I think Web Fund.
Did you say West Fund?
Web Fund.
Okay. And what about the other one, the second one that you said? How much do you own the other one, you say?
It's anywhere from like 20 to high 20s, maybe.
Okay, so I'm going to round it up to like 27K. And
that's smart business.
Smart business. Okay, so here we go. Best number to call you, I already have that. And I'm going to shoot for the 300K and see what they say. And you're using the money for... working capital, what are we going to use it for?
So I'm moving. I work from home, so I'm moving, so I need to...
Relocation?
Equipment. Yeah, relocating and
new
equipment. And I'm getting a better spot so I can hire more employees.
Got it.
Right now, it's just three of us.
Okay, very good. Relocation and new equipment, 300K.
I'm looking to hire at least maybe 2 to 3 more people.
Okay. No partners, right?
No partners.
Okay, good. And under the previous name, how many years you have you're in business?
Since 2010.
Okay. No problem. Do you mind giving me the name of that business?
Which one?
The one that you're going to submit the bank statements.
Yeah, The Power Remains Inc.
The Power.
It's Grace's Lighthouse Resource Center. The Power Remains Inc. is my new business.
Oh, the new business. Okay, so Grace Lighthouse Resources Center. This one is still the old name, correct?
Yeah, that is the old one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. So this is the one we're going to use. Okay, so we have this one here, merchant name. All right, and I have the email address here as I think it spells Tayco, T-A-Y-C-O. That's wrong. Okay, so can you please give it to me phonetic alphabet so I can send you the app?
Yeah, it's numeral 1.
D I'm sorry.
David.
Hold on. Forgive me. Did you say numeral 1? Is that what you said? Numeral 1?
Yeah.
Is that what just like the word in Italian, numeral?
No. Just the number 1.
Oh, so... So we do
one
number
DJT
1980. DJT. Okay, so number 1, just the number 1, DJT, uh-huh.
D as in dog, J as in John, T as in Tom.
Uh-huh. D
1980.
1980
@gmail.com.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, so I got the number 1, David James Thomas, 1980, @gmail.com, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, very good. So here we go. Got that. Copy this. Paste. Okay. Okay, and first name is Desmond. And your last name is T-A-Y-C-O, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, very good. So what I'm going to do right now is I want to submit the app. And I just want to make sure that you do get it. Are you in front of your computer right now?
Just my phone.
Okay, so if you are home right now, give me 1 second. I'm going to be sending this in just a moment. Paste. Okay. Your email address is the most important thing, so I can get this to you right now. There we go. Paste. And you told me that you need 300K. If the number makes sense, you're ready to take that right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you need...
3 months statement, I mean 4 months statements of the old name of the business. Don't give me the new one because I asked my underwriter. He goes, no, don't worry about it. Just tell him to give me, before the name change, give it to me. And I said, no problem. I said, if he does that, we can help him. He said, we can help him. Okay. I was like, okay, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. This is what I'd like to, you know, I told you that I was going to go to work for you and ask them,
so,
you know.
April, May, June, and July.
That will be the last 4 months that you have under that name. Yes, that will be it. Okay, so let's see here. I got this in. Work phone number is 804-929-6120. Okay, you got that right there. Okay, submitting this for you right now. And here it goes. Now I'm going to need, if you can please give me just a second. It's going to come right now. Here we go, application. Okay, send application. Okay, so right now, if you please go to your email, you should be able to see something that says david@milestonefunding.com, and that's the application that you are going to get. You're going to click on that, and there's going to be a header saying, hello, Desmond, this is Dave from Milestone, et cetera, et cetera, and you see it. Okay, if you click there, please, where's click here, there's going to guide you. It's going to take you basically just to input your name, the name of your business, the old name, and drop me the last 4 months of the statements. You can drag them from your email, you know, from your bank statement as you get through the email. Just you can just drag and drop them in that box. So as soon as you tell me that you've done it, then I will let my underwriter call you and tell you that, you know, what he can do for you.
You need to go to the PDF?
Yeah. If you please do that, there will be the option for you to copy-paste them. Actually, just to grab them and drop them in there. And then right after that, we'd be able to contact the underwriter, and I'll have them call you right away.
So you want me to fill out this application, and then you want me to attach the 4 statements just to the email?
Just, yeah, exactly. And, you know, as we're doing it, you're going to do, April, May, June, July. That's what you have under the old name, right? You have those. Okay. If you have those, let's do those. And do you mind if I put you in a brief hold right now so I can put some more notes right here? I'm going to tell them, start preparing the notes, and I'll tell them to give you a call in the next 20 minutes. Would that be fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. I'm going to put on the notes right now, and as soon as you tell me you're done, then I'll send the info. Give me 1 second. Okay. Desmond, can you tell me what is the new name of the company that you have right now?
You're not going to give my information out to no one else, are you?
No, 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 sir. This is just between you and the underwriter. That's it.
Okay. It's The Power Remains, Inc.
The Power Remain Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Notes here. Please. Okay. All right, I'm done with the notes here. And so, were you able to drop the bank statements?
I'm still filling out the application.
Okay, so one. Let's see here. Got that. That one is still surfing here. And. All right, now I got my notes here. Client will submit bank statements of the old business name, which is in the application, the business. Okay, so again, all that we talked about is here, and just let me know when you finish, and I'm going to put you, just call out my name whenever you finish, okay? I'll give you privacy on this.
Do you need me to fill out my address if it's the same as the business?
Yeah, same. The application, we're going to send it as the with the new. With the old business name, and because I'm putting on the notes here that that's what you're submitting. So you're submitting the old business name, the new name. I just put it here, but as a note to the underwriters, so that he will know exactly what's going on. On the statement, basically, I stated that you are going to be submitting the bank statements of the old business name, which is the one on the application, which is Grace Lighthouse Resource Center. But the new name of the company, it's the Power Remain Inc. The only thing that they might tell you is, according to what I already spoke with the director of underwriters, is basically that they're going to do it under the old name. They basically just want to see, because I explained to them that you have this many years in the business, it's just that you change your name to something else. But previously to that name change, you've been in the industry for since 2010, so you've been in business for 13 years. So that way they have a perspective of what it is that we're doing. So when I brought that to his attention, he told me, yeah, we can do it. Let's do that. We're going to use the old business name. And we're going to get them financed. That's not a problem. I said, okay. So that's why I decided to give you a call, and we're doing this, because why waste your time, right? If it's not going to be able, if we're not able to comply, then why waste the time? But as soon as you tell me that you drop the, as soon as you tell me that you drop the bank statements, I'll give them, I'll send a last note to please call you ASAP. Okay?
Yeah. You guys take payment daily, weekly, or monthly?
No, the statements are monthly. The statement that we require are monthly statements.
No, I'm talking about that payment back to you guys.
Oh, those terms are basically they work with you, and you choose. They're going to give you basically a structure, and they're going to give you choices. This is if you want it biweekly, if you want it weekly, if you want it monthly. It's all depend on you. Everything is going to be about you, how you want it, how you feel more comfortable, what makes more sense. That's why you're going to get one of the nicest underwriters that you can possibly work with. It's either going to be possibly Matt or Alec or Chris, but they're really nice folks. I mean, literally. If you ever checked our reviews, I mean, we are very, very, very kind. Nothing that nothing that you possibly ever dealt with before. We are always trying to do. We always try to get. Our aim is not just to get one loan with you. Our aim is for you to become part of the family and to get referrals from you. You know, because that's the best advertisement. You know, I know it's a cliche, but it's true. If you tell your fellow entrepreneurs, they're basically, you tell them, listen, I got this folks, they help me, go with them, you know, I'm sure that they, you know, they'll be happy to do so as well. So that's what we're looking for, to establish an atmosphere of trust with you, where you feel comfortable of always dealing with us, because we're about to give you the best deals possible.
I'm sending this to your email.
Very well.
Let me know if you got it.
All right, let's see real quick here. Refresh.
Sorry, it's not letting me send it. Maybe.
I got the first one that I sent to you, my sent ones, and you did drop them on the on the Dropbox, right? Where it says drop here. You dropped them there, right?
Well, I'm just trying to send you the application right now. It's not letting me send it to you.
Okay. You click on send or reply and it's not sending it back. But you already attached the bank statements, correct?
Let me see something.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why it didn't save everything that I just did. my God, I don't have time for this.
Okay, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'm going to have the underwriter contact you right now. He'll go over with that right now, okay? So do expect them to call you in the next 10 to 15 minutes, okay? I'll let them know right now to...
Let me just drop the... I did this on... I had to send your application to DocuSign, and it's not letting me email it back to you, and I saved it to my drive, but it erased everything. So let me just email you the...
The bank statements?
The statements.
Okay, sounds good.
You guys can fill it out.
Sure.
April, May, June, July.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I have a July, because I opened the other account on the 10th of July.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I might have to go back further.
Sure, as long as you give me the 4 months in a row with the old name, no problem.
So March, April, May, June. All right, I sent them.
Good.
So for your application, I don't understand why I couldn't just fill that out from my drive.
Right, and no worries. I'm going to have the underwriter fill it out for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to have him call you right now in the next 10 to 15 minutes. Desmond, thank you very much indeed. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and we're going to earn your business, I promise. Okay, God bless. Take care.
All right, see you.
All right, bye-bye.